This is Daryl Jackson with your CCN local news. The building housing Parvalis firm may cost Whiteville and the county more than originally planned. Whiteville city officials will hear an update on Tuesday on the possibility of putting an entirely new roof on the former High Publishing building on Columbus Street. Multiple holes were found in the built-up rubber roof on the structure. Columbus County Commissioners on Monday will review a new policy shifting some tax collection costs back to municipalities. The move will help streamline the tax payment process and accounting for both taxpayers and county government. Whiteville police arrested a suspect in each of the city's two murders this week. Capri McMillan, 32, was arrested in Lumberton Wednesday. McMillan was charged with killing Hakeez Cribbs Sunday morning. WPD and Horry County, South Carolina police arrested Anthony Sumter, age 52, in the early morning hours of Thursday. He has been charged with murder and is awaiting extradition from South Carolina. Sumter is alleged to have killed Terry Lashay Thompson in her Covey Run apartment Tuesday. Whiteville police went to the home for a wellness check and found her deceased. A guest in Sellers Road woman was killed in a two-car wreck on US 701 Monday evening. Betty Stevens, age 74, died when Shivana Vereen of Pine Circle Drive rear-ended the Stevens vehicle at a high rate of speed. Stevens' vehicle was stopped at an intersection when she was struck, a short distance from her home. Her adult daughter, Lisa, sustained minor injuries. The Central and Eastern North Carolina Food Bank will hold another pop-up food distribution tomorrow in Chadburn. There are no ID, residency, or income requirements. You can see this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com for more information. And Saturday, April 26th is going to be a busy time in Columbus County. The Gator Fest at Lake Waccamaw will be going on. You can enjoy vendors, live music, fun for the kids, and so much more at Elizabeth Brinkley Park. Last year's event was larger than anticipated, and organizers hope this year is even bigger and better. Also that day, Gerganus Farm Store is having their Spring Fling Flock Swap. There is no cost for vendors. You can bring your spare yard birds, goats, and hogs, and you can also find specialty vendors, food trucks, free hot dogs, a dessert truck, and a bouncy house. Next door, the farmer's wife will also be holding a special sale that day, and the event is free. Plus that day, it's Barbecue on the Bluff in Fair Bluff. And organizers this year have added a new event. The Oink a Walk along the Riverwalk will see which little piggies will make it to the finish line. You can sign up by going to fairbluff.com. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, I'm Daryl Jackson reporting.